a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate State Affairs will come to order. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown, Frerichs, Hughes, Colleen, Lederman, here. Lucas, here. Maher, here. Teason, here. Rabe, here. Roden.
Here. Quorum is present. Comments, discussion, corrections, action on the minutes. Motion to approve by Rave, second by Brown. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. A couple reminders before we get started today. If you wish to testify, we ask you to do so in front of a live mic. All questions, discussion, answers be given through the chair. I wanted to take a minute to introduce our pages that are working for us today. We have a new batch of pages. If you would want to come to the microphone and introduce yourselves, tell us where you're from and what your future plans are, be good.
My name is Chelsea Bile, and I'm from Rosslet High School.
Welcome.
Good morning. I'm Jordan Hansen from Watertown, and my future plans are to go to USD and major in medical biology.
Thank you. Thanks for your help today. Any other announcements before we get started on today's calendar? We have a couple confirmations today, and so we will open now with the advice and consent hearing. For Matthew Jamison as the Assistant Adjutant General of the Air Force. That hearing is now open for public comment.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tim Rice. I'm the Adjutant General for the South Dakota National Guard. It's a pleasure to bring forth the nomination of Brigadier General Matt Jamison as the Assistant Adjutant General for the Air National Guard. Matt has 34 years of military experience. He's commanded at the flight, squadron, and group levels, and also served 3 years as the Vice Wing Commander for the 114th Tactical Fighter Wing in Sioux Falls. In his civilian role, he is a pilot for Delta Airlines, and he has been serving as the Assistant Adjutant General since May of 2013. So I'd like to offer my support for the nomination of Matt Jamison. And he's here and would like to come up and address the group.
Thank you, General. Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Brigadier General Matt Jamison, and it's an honor to be here today for you for a confirmation as Assistant Adjutant General for Air, South Dakota National Guard. I have copies of my resume that they're handing out this time. I've been a member of the South Dakota National Guard for 34 years and assigned as the Assistant Adjutant General in May of 2013. My past assignments have been Chief of Staff, Vice Wing Commander, Operations Group Commander, and 175th Fighter Squadron Commander. I have a bachelor's degree of Business Administration from the University of South Dakota, and I graduated from the Air War College in 2004. Mr. Chairman, my biggest challenges for the Air Guard in the future are securing a follow-on mission for the current F-16s. Even though we can fly the current F-16 for more than a decade, we can't wait until the end of that lifetime to secure a new mission. To achieve a follow-on fighter mission, we must remain relevant, and that means to do our federal missions the best that we can. It means to excel at our deployments, which we currently are doing, and prepare for inspections that the Air Force has for us. All this while maintaining our readiness for the state mission in support of the governor during any disasters. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks this morning, subject to any questions.
Thank you. If you just want to stay where you're at, I'll ask for further proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Seeing none, questions from the committee? Any questions for the general? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
With that, we will open to comments, discussion, or action. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we advise and consent in the appointment of General Jameson.
Second.
Motion by Senator Brown, second by Senator Rave. Comments on the motion? Senator Brown? Any comments? Seeing none, the motion then is advise and consent in the appointment of Brigadier General Matthew Jameson. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Lucas,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye. Motion carries. The appointment goes to the floor with a advise and consent recommendation from the State Affairs Committee. Thank you. We will now move to public hearing on the appointment of Kevin Grease from Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, as the Assistant Adjutant General of the Army. That hearing is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Tim Rice, the Adjutant General. Brigadier General Kevin Grease has over 32 years of military experience. He's commanded at the platoon, company, battalion, and brigade levels. He led the 153rd Engineer Battalion on a deployment to Iraq from December of 2003 through April of 2005. His full-time job is a geotechnical engineer for the State of South Dakota Department of Transportation. And Kevin has been serving as the Army Assistant Adjutant General since July of 2013, and I would heartily endorse his recommendation.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brigadier General Kevin Grease, and it's an honor to appear before you this morning for my confirmation as Assistant Adjutant General Army for the South Dakota National Guard. I have copies of my military bio for each of you to review that are being passed out at this time. As Major General Reich mentioned, I've been a member of the South Dakota National Guard for 32 years and was assigned as the Assistant Adjutant General for Army in July of 2013. My past assignments include Commander of the 196th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade, headquartered in Sioux Falls, Commander of the 196th Regional Training Institute, headquartered in Sturgis, and Commander of the 153rd Engineer Battalion, headquartered in Huron. I have a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology and graduated from the United States Army War College in 2008. My main objective while serving in this position will be to ensure that the Adjutant General's number one priority of taking care of our soldiers and their families is always accomplished. We have the best trained and best equipped force that we've ever had in our history, but we must never lose sight of the fact that our soldiers are our most precious resource. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks this morning, subject to any questions that you or the committee may have.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Seeing none, any questions from the committee? Any questions? Thank you, General.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
With that, we will open the committee to discussion and or action. Senator Brown.
I'd move that we advise and consent in the appointment of General Grease.
Second.
A motion by Senator Brown, second by Rave. Comments on that motion? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would probably say this for both. I want you to know how much we as a committee and we as a legislature appreciate your service to the state and to the nation, and wish you the best of luck in your new assignments. Thank you.
Any further comments? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just add that, you know, we have a very highly respected National Guard in South Dakota. We're all, as South Dakotans, we're all very proud of that, and I think we all know that we don't have a highly respected Guard without highly respected leadership, and the three of you sitting in the audience today are representative of that, and join in appreciation for the work that you do on behalf of South Dakota.
Further comments? Well, I would just chime in on that, and being a member, former member of the National Guard, you know, at a time in our history where we'd went a lot of years without any participation overseas, and you know, shortly after my tenure in the National Guard, that situation changed, and I think we took it for granted at the time when we heard time and time again in the 842nd Engineering Company that we were a combat supporting unit, and people kind of just glaze over that fact. Those facts came home to roost in a big way in recent years with the deployments. The deployments have demonstrated very clearly the quality of our National Guard and the role that they played in foreign theaters recently. And so it's a privilege to get to meet and be involved in the appointment of gentlemen like yourselves that have provided a great deal of service to your country. I was also unsuccessful prior to this meeting at securing any commitment from the generals as far as having the opportunity to ride in a Blackhawk with South Dakota's newest Blackhawk pilot, who happens to be my second oldest son, but I'll work on that later. With that, any further comments? Seeing none, the motion then is advised and consent in the appointment of General Grease. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown, aye. Frerichs,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Lucas,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Teason,
aye.
Rafe,
aye.
Roden,
aye. Motion carries. That appointment goes to the floor with an advice and consent recommendation from the State Affairs Committee. Thank you all. That will take us to the top of our calendar. We'll take the bills in order of what they appear on the agenda, starting with House Bill 1016, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and administrative rules pertaining to the Department of Public Safety. House Bill 1016 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Captain John Browers. I'm with the South Dakota Highway Patrol, Motor Carrier Services under the Department of Public Safety. House Bill 1016 is simply to reduce and repeal some laws and rules that we either no longer need or are no longer using. Sections 1 through 10 of the bill are some trucking regulations. In the past, if you've heard of a bingo card or your single state, that program was abolished by the Safety Lou Act of 2005, the Transportation Act then. It was the single state registration system was replaced by the unified carrier registration. The old legislation, a company from throughout the nation had to provide South Dakota with information regarding how many trucks they ran in South Dakota and provide the insurance information for them. They paid a fee and they received a card that had to be carried in the cab of the truck. The UCR is similar, other than it takes away some of the annual updates for this. Anytime a carrier had a change in insurance or a change in their program, they had to update every state in the nation. The UCR program, a carrier signs up one time, they pay a fee, an annual fee, based on the amount of trucks they have in their fleet. Without any major changes, they don't need to update that every year. They pay the annual fee and that would be it. The statutes are simply, they've been replaced by the UCR program, and the ones covered in Sections 1 through 10 are just simply not needed. They're obsolete now. Section 11 is a repeal of administrative rules that are currently covered by a state statute. They do the same thing. These statutes regard what the department charges for a special call to certify a weigh scale, a heavy scale. If we as a department, we put all the scales on a regular route. If there's a malfunction or some reason that that customer wants to get that scale certified again right away, those fees are set out in statute. So the administrative rule is again repetitive and no longer needed. Sections 12 to 18 regard administrative rules for snowmobile racing. These were enacted in 1978 and are simply not used. The Department of Public Safety has no record of anyone using this. Now, by virtue of its existence, I would say somebody definitely has, but it's been so long that we no longer have any records of it. We have heard of no one wanting to use them or any recent activity with these rules. And by recent, I mean many, many years. It has no effect on snowmobile races that aren't held on a public highway. These administrative rules simply govern snowmobile races that use the public right-of-way, like a cross-country race from, say, Aberdeen to Hot Springs, if that were the case, where they would be crossing and using a portion of the highway. It does not affect anything like at Terry Peak if they have a snowmobile race on one of their slopes that's a closed course that doesn't cross roads or things like that. It doesn't affect the snowmobile trails, simply the ones that cross the state highways and use portions of the highway. We've kept the state statute that's not included in this repeal that allows the promulgation of the rules. So if this were to come again and somebody wishes to have a snowmobile race that uses the highways and crosses the roads, we still have the ability to promulgate the rules to do so. We're keeping that because we think any promulgation of future rules should probably reflect 2014 or 15 or 16, not 1978. I would be happy to stand by for any questions, but those are the highlights of this this bill.
Thank you. Further proponents? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Seeing no opponents, questions from the committee? Seeing no questions, we're open to comments, discussion, action. Senator Lederman.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass.
Second.
Motion by Lederman, seconded by Roush. Or seconded by Maher. Roush, where do I come from? Do pass recommendation. Comments on that motion?
No, thank you.
Any comments? Seeing none, the motion is do pass Senate House Bill 1016. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Colleen,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Lucas,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Giesen,
aye.
Rabe,
aye.
Roden,
aye. Motion carries. House Bill 1016 goes to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Further action. Motion consent by Rave. Is there a second? All those in favor of the consent motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1016 goes to the floor. Do pass on consent. And by way of explanation, just to our pages and other members of the audience, consent calendar is the ability for us to put bills like this that had no opponent testimony that are, you might call, no-brainers, put them on the consent calendar on so they go to the floor and consent in a group. There's no debate on the bills. You can ask questions, but they will be voted on as a group, and any senator on the chamber floor can remove any bill they wish from the consent calendar. It's just a way to expedite our process. So with that, we will now take up House Bill 1026, an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interest in the Webster National Guard Armory and underlying land to the City of Webster. House Bill 1026 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tim Reich. I'm the Adjutant General for the South Dakota National Guard and the Secretary for the Department of the Military. As you know, due to federal budget cuts and loss of force structure, we've closed several armories across the state of South Dakota over the past 3 or 4 years. Some of those facilities are what we call joint-use facilities, and they were built in conjunction with school districts. Others were built in partnerships with the municipality in which they were located. We moved out of the Webster Armory when we opened our new facility in Watertown last September, and this bill is an act to provide for the transfer of what of the state's interest in the Webster Armory. The Webster Armory was originally built in 1956 as a joint venture with the City of Webster and the Webster School District. The City of Webster contributed $160,000, the school district paid $30,000, and the government via the National Guard Bureau paid $95,000. I have two sheets that I think will help the committee understand the state's interests of the property, and those have all been handed out now. The first sheet is a photocopy of the plat map for the City of Webster. The armory is located on a portion of Lot 2 and a portion of Lot 3 in what is known as Webster's replat of Lot 1. Those two lots are highlighted in orange and pink. Orange is Lot 2 and pink is Lot 3. The state of South Dakota owns only Lot 2. The City of Webster owns Lot 3. Now I'd refer you to the other handout, which is an aerial view of the plot there, with the lot lines drawn in red that were highlighted on the previous plat map. As you can see, the lower left portion marked parcel to be transferred to the City of Webster is the lot that is owned by the state of South Dakota. Mr. Chairman, while we're on this sheet, I would also like to direct your attention to the facility that is located on the very most northern lot, the red square at the top of the sheet. That's our field maintenance shop that we continue to operate in Webster. The land beneath that facility is owned by the City of Webster, and we have a lease agreement with the city, and we will continue to work in that facility and continue our lease with the City of Webster as it relates to that northern portion. The City of Webster has been a strong supporter of the South Dakota National Guard for many years. They provided the largest share of funds needed to construct the facility in 1956, and it's only right that we convey the state's interest in the real estate and improvements to them. Passage of this bill will direct the governor to execute a quitclaim deed, transferring all of the state's right, title, and interest in the real estate and improvements to the City of Webster. Your support of this measure is greatly appreciated. That concludes my testimony, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there further proponents? Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1026? Seeing none, questions from the committee? Any questions? Senator Rafe.
General, thank you, Mr. Chair. Those buildings are still there then, the armory, school, and the vehicle storage building, and if that is accurate, do those buildings also go to the City of Webster as well?
Mr. Chairman. Yes, Senator, they are all still there. The vehicle storage building is one that I think the city intends to use for storing some of their vehicles. We put a new roof on it. There were some asbestos issues with the old roof, and we also did some mitigation of asbestos inside the armory, the portions that the National Guard used, and so those facilities are all still there, and we think we're leaving them in better shape than would have been the case if we'd have just walked away. So we've been working closely with the mayor on that.
Thank you. Any other questions? Any questions? Seeing none, comments, discussion, action. Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move do pass.
Motion do pass by Frerichs, second by Maher. Comments on that motion? Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the General. He has been through, or we've had two of these transfers up in the northeast part of our state, Assistant Pryor, now Webster, and they the General and his staff did due diligence very early in this process to inform the community and bring the partners together, and he invited us as the local legislators, and so I thank him for those efforts. And in this case here, the Webster School District utilizes the armory very regularly, and it's in excellent shape, and in fact we'll be there on Saturday for a Cracker Barrel, and it's a very popular place for many community activities, so certainly urge support. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further comments? Any other comments? Seeing none, the motion then is due pass on House Bill 1026. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Prairies,
aye.
Colleen,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Lucas,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Teason,
aye.
Brave,
aye.
Roden,
aye. Motion carries. House Bill 1026 go to the floor. Due pass. Further action?
Mr. Chair.
Motion consent by Senator Teason. Seconded by Senator Lederman. Comments on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1026 goes to the floor. Due pass on consent. Senator Frerichs, if you would represent that bill should any questions arise. We will move now to House Bill 1027, Act to Provide for the Transfer of the State's Interest in the Watertown National Guard Armory and the City of Watertown. House Bill 1027 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tim Reich. I'm the Adjutant General for the South Dakota National Guard. South Dakota National Guard was very fortunate to have secured federal funding for a brand new facility in Watertown, which we moved into last summer. And this bill is an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interests in the old Watertown Armory that we have moved out of. The old armory is located at 1900 West Kemp Avenue and was built in 1958 as a joint venture with the City of Watertown. The City of Watertown contributed $66,329, and the National Guard Bureau paid $175,514. I have two sheets that the page is handing out that I think will help the committee understand what the state's interests in the property are that we propose to transfer. I'll wait till everybody's got all the sheets. The first sheet is an aerial photograph of the armory, parking lots, and outbuildings. The rectangle depicted thereon identifies the boundaries of the property that we have occupied for many years. Now I'd refer you to the other sheet, which is a copy of the plat map of the City of Watertown. The red rectangle that was shown on the aerial photograph is also superimposed on the plat map. As you can see, the property that we've been occupying there covers 21 city lots completely and parts of 25 more. No portion of those 46 lots we've been occupying is owned by the state of South Dakota. What the state does own is a majority interest in the main armory building and ownership of three outbuildings that are visible in the aerial photograph. The City of Watertown is actually the owner of the land. Passage of this bill will direct the governor to execute a quitclaim deed transferring all of the state's right, title, and interest in the real estate and improvements to the City of Watertown. That concludes my testimony, Mr. Chairman, subject to any questions.
Thank you. Other proponents? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Seeing none, questions? Any questions? Thank you, General. Seeing none, comments, discussion, action. Senator Holeen.
I'll move to pass.
Second.
Motion by Senator Holeen, seconded by Lederman. Due pass. Comments on that motion? Any comments? Seeing none, the motion then is due pass. House Bill 1027. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Colleen,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Lucas,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Teason,
aye.
Rabe,
aye.
Roden,
aye. Motion carries. House Bill 1027 goes to the floor. Due pass. Motion consent by Rave, second by Senator Brown. Comments on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. 1027 goes to the floor. Due pass on consent. Senator Holeen, if you would represent that bill should any questions arise or it's taken off of consent. With that, that brings us to the end of the day's calendar. I would think, based on past experience, you should not get too used to these half-hour State Affairs Committee hearings. One of the problems we face in this committee, it seems like oftentimes the type of bills that we catch in this committee are the ones that legislators hang on to until the bitter end before they introduce it just prior to deadline. So with that, any announcements? Motion to adjourn by Lucas, seconded by Rave. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.